Questions 15 through 17. My mom and dad got separated when I was 5. 2 years later, my mom sold a lot of her belongings just so we'd be able to pay our bills and have some food on the table. She sold some very personal items, including the piano she had been given by her mother. My mom played music by ear and really had a gift and a love for the piano. Selling that instrument was a huge sacrifice. I vowed that someday I would make it up to her. 10 years had passed since then. My mom cleaned houses for a living. One of the homes she cleaned had a piano, and that was the only place she had an opportunity to play. One day around Christmas, I came home from school and found my mom crying. The people who owned that piano had put it up for sale, and she was devastated. Without her knowing it, I contacted the owner of that piano and told her I wanted to buy it for my mom. I had very little in savings. What money I did have, I'd made cutting grass, working in people's yards, and doing little odd jobs. But that lady wanted my mom to have the piano, and she said she would take what I had in savings, even though it was much less than what she could have sold it to someone else for. So I emptied out my savings and brought that piano home. My buddies and I sneaked it into the house when my mom was gone and set it right next to the Christmas tree. I can still see her face when she came through the door. Her eyes got great big, and we all yelled surprise. But she just stood there. I finally said, "Well, come on down and play us something." I'll never forget that moment as my mom sat down at her piano with tears in her eyes and played "Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain" by Willie Nelson. That was a perfect Christmas morning.